with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. More reaction to the dismal performance by President Biden at Thursday's debate. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum responds to the Democrats, saying that Donald Trump lied repeatedly during the debate.
The biggest lie that has been foisted on the American public was seen on Thursday night. People can't unsee what they saw. What they saw was, we've been told by the White House, 2 weeks ago, the White House was attacking journalists, including your friends, saying that, no, you can't say these stories about that Joe Biden isn't capable of serving right now. And then all of America saw it. And you know who else saw it? Yeah. Our adversary saw it. Putin saw it. Xi saw it. Well, the Ayatollah saw it.
Burgum was appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. Also at SRNnews.com, suicide bombings in Nigeria.
At least 18 people have been killed after suspected female suicide bombers targeted several locations in northern Nigeria. Coordinated attacks took place at a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in the northeastern town of Gwoza. The first suicide bomber detonated an explosive device during a marriage celebration, according to a local authority. The authority said that just minutes later, another blast occurred near the General Hospital. He added that the third attack at a funeral service was by a female bomber disguised as a mourner. Children and pregnant women were among those killed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia dropped more than 800 glide bombs in Ukraine in the past week. He's appealing to Western countries to further relax targeting restrictions inside Russia. Tropical Storm Beryl moving toward the Southeast Caribbean, as forecasters warn, it is expected to strengthen into a dangerous hurricane. Warnings in effect for Barbados, Grenada, and St. Vincent. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom doubt so-called climate change.
A new poll released by Whitestone Insight finds that while 77% of the general British population believes that the earth is warming up, only 61% of committed Christians do. And who's to blame for climate change? The vast majority of the public in the United Kingdom says humans. But only about half of Christians think that's true. Other polls have indicated similar findings about climate and Christians here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden pardoning potentially thousands of former U.S. service members convicted of violating a now-repealed military ban on homosexuality. President says he is righting a historic wrong to clear the way for those service members to regain lost benefits. Biden's action grants a pardon to those who were convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Article 125. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on details now from the criminal indictment this week against a Texas school police chief, stemming from a mass shooting that left 19 kids and two teachers dead.
The indictment against former Uvalde, Texas school police chief Pete Arredondo has been unsealed. It accuses him of failing to identify an active shooter, failing to follow training, and failing to make critical decisions.
A child just called that they'd have victims in there.
As a gunman was hunting victims inside the Robb Elementary School.
We gotta get in there.
That sound from an officer's body camera on May 24th, 2022, as officers waited more than an hour before going in to confront the gunman. Arredondo and a former school officer, Adrian Gonzalez, are charged with abandoning or endangering children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And more details at SRNnews.com.